Okay, so I was thinking the Jesus Rolls, and then Onward, which is an animation, and then we could take Escape from Pretoria. Sounds
No,
quite interesting.
no,
What?
shut up. Shut up.
Eh? What?
Why? No. There is one trailer that we're looking at,
Okay.
and it's Fast and Furious 9.
What?
Yeah, roll the thing.
Look, the kids can look after themselves. They're old enough. I think if we get in the car now, I can like book the tickets. You drive. I'll book the
No,
tickets while we're on the way to the cinema.
stop, stop, stop. Chill, 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 chill. Fast and Furious isn't out yet. It's not out this month. It's coming. But
Oh,
it's
I
just that
thought
they
like.
just, no, they just dropped the trailer and the entire world went crazy. Don't panic. We have time.
Just need
Also,
to. A few breaths because I was like,
the first thing that you
that
need
was
to
a bit of a
do
shock.
is buy Vin Diesel and put him in your cast because it's
Yes.
going to make all of the money.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
So, right.
Noted. Noted.
So,
Yep. Got it. Okay.
welcome to the
March.
March Traders Podcast.
Yes.
I'm
All the
Mr.
trailers from
Birch. You're
March
Mr. Smith.
brought to you by Smith and Birch.
Right, so we've decided to swap around, so you're in charge again this month.
Yeah, I think I've got the order right, and it looks like if I just do them in the order they come out,
Yeah.
it looks like March is a month that kind of builds.
I'm just going to ominously sip my tea while you line up the first film. Wait for the sip.
Okay. This is the Jesus Rolls.
What?
It's the Lebowski
It's the big about
spin-off.
what's
You
happened?
know,
Why is
classic Lebowski, you know, everyone loves a bit of Lebowski, and now, obviously, how many years later? Evidently, through huge demand, there's a spin-off movie.
I'm really not sure about this because, I mean, he was. So
This has stumped you.
I like Don Turturro. He's very good. But the character he played in Big Lebowski was the antagonistic bowling captain team.
Right,
And
yeah.
he was
But
in.
did he say that he's directing this one?
Yeah, he was in
Right.
like two scenes in that film.
Okay,
And
and
he
he
was
loved them
very.
so much, he's created a
And he was
spin-off which
very
he's
funny.
directing.
But now. Okay. This is going. Oh, right. Oh, where do I start? Okay, so this isn't being done by the Coen brothers.
Right.
Strike one.
Okay.
Okay. It is a sequel that no one's asked for,
Yep.
Strike Two,
Yep, and we've seen a few of those
and
recently.
it's a sequel to a film that came out how many years ago?
It feels like 15, no, maybe 20.
Strike
Good
Three.
goodness
I've
gracious.
got a problem with this film now. The problem is, okay, so we know people who are big fans of The Big Lebowski. And when I say big fans, like they're seriously considering
Oh, do you mean
buying a carcass because it really ties the room together, those kind of people.
I think I know who you might be talking
Yes.
about.
I think this film is only going to appeal to people who are really, really big fans of The Big Lebowski.
Big Lebowski,
Big Lebowski, big fans.
big Lebowski fans.
Big. Yes.
Yeah,
Yes. Big,
bigly
big.
big.
Big. Look,
Yeah.
problem is.
Niche.
It's super niche.
Yeah. Only out in the UK in
Yeah.
March.
At the end of March, so
So
it comes out the
do you think
20th of March.
they're floating it and testing it to see if it's worth like putting some more marketing behind it before they
Yeah.
go out in the
I think
US?
you're right. Jon Hamm's in this.
Yeah, and that's the only reason I put it on the list for you, sir. Because I know you have a particular soft spot for the ham.
Jon Hamm is an absolute legend.
Exactly.
I kind of love him. So, yeah, I really don't know about that.
Yeah. Only there for the ham.
There's not that many people in it.
No, in the system it's just Jon Hamm and what's his name? Who's the director? Who I've already
John
forgotten, Turturro.
Turturro.
So that's it as far as so this is like you should only be looking for this if you can find them in another movie or you've run out
Yeah.
of all other ideas that week
Yeah.
and you just want to tuck a possible owner because I don't think Turturro is particularly expensive.
No, neither of them are particularly
But
expensive,
niche-y
but
films don't last long in, and sometimes
well,
they don't even make the top 10. We've seen
yeah.
some, you know, because we were talking about 2019 and certain films that barely even scratched the surface.
Yeah, and
this is just in that.
This isn't going to come in at number one. This is going to come in at like number eight, and it'll kind of hang around in the bottom of the top 10.
So it might be a perfectly good, maybe even like a cult hit, but it's not going to help you if you're playing
the game.
Yeah,
this has got cult hit written all over it. This has got the kind of people who watch
this. This is like sub-cult cult.
No, the people who watch this will go to the cinema once to see it, they'll critique it, and then they'll buy the Super 4K Criterion Director's Edition Collector version.
Yes, with 18 hours of interviews.
With 18 hours of extras and features and stuff, and then dissect it for the next 10 years. Yeah, it's interesting. I have no interest in that film. And I like The Big Lebowski. I think it's a good film. I don't think it's like the greatest film ever made. Don't at me. But I'm not interested in... It's done. The story's finished. I don't need a sequel. So this is a sequel for sequel's sake. And that's... I could be wrong. It could be really good, but...
Danger Zone.
Right. Okay. That is a...
Yep.
So an investment tip on that is make sure that you have... If you're... Make sure that your cast in there has got other things coming and try and link them together. John Hamm is turning up in lots of random films over the course of 2020. So
he's always a good bet, but it's timing.
He's a good supporting cast. He hasn't broken into the big leading cast guy yet, but he's good.
And
he's
why not? I mean,
he's
seriously.
In Top Gun.
Sorry, men of a certain age have to do this. It is the law.
So he's in Top Gun, and he's in Richard Jewell as well, which has just come out here.
Yeah, that's been
so
advertised like
if you're willing
crazy.
To if you're willing to hang on to the hamster all the way through, that's his name now, the hamster all the way through to like July for Top Gun, I think you'll make your money back. But he's going to have to.
He might have been a good one and done.
Yeah, he might have been a good one and done. Yeah, but you're gonna have to. He's gonna have to sit on the bench for a while, waiting for films to come out. So interesting. Okay.
Okay. All right. Onward.
All right. Go on then. Impress me. What's next?
No. Onward.
Go on then.
Onward. That's the next movie. It's Onward.
So now that we're in 2020, I'm limiting myself to one per podcast. But there was a point in that trailer where I said wild unicorns and you went wild unicorns
indeed.
So well played. So this is Pixar film. So expect feels at the end. Basically it seems like it's a world of magical creatures, but everyone's kind of got iPhones now and magic isn't really a thing anymore.
This is Middle Earth has sort of reached 2020.
So everyone's kind of drives to work and they're accountants and stuff.
And there's a bit of me, my initial reaction was like, but I think generally speaking, Pixar can take quite strange premises and make them work. I mean, I think it was the Little Dinosaur or something? It was about, like, they've had like one miss in like 30 years.
Don't even know what the Little Dinosaur was.
It was the Pixar movie that just was awful. Okay. That just didn't work.
Well, that wasn't in my timeline. So
It was a couple of years ago. I'm probably getting the name wrong.
Possibly. Anywho.
Yeah, but this looks quite fun. So even though I'm a little bit skeptical, it does look. I know I did laugh a number of times. Now this year, of course, 25%.
Here we go.
For
this
voices,
is, this
not
is
10%.
The reason we're covering this.
And these kind of movies will stick around for a long time. Now you've got some reassuringly expensive Chris action.
You
here,
do
in the form of Pratt.
You've got a Pratt as the dude older brother
and
who is basically kind of going, we just want you to be a dude for the old time. You're like, whoa, dude.
Yeah,
so that's
exactly.
him. You got Tom Holland doing his
post-Spider-Man
in American accent mode,
which
is very good. I mean, again, American listeners, please let us know, because as you know, I can't do accents. But I think Tom Holland's accent is pretty good in terms of it sounds pretty American. He's in that. Julia Louise Dreyfus is in there and Octavia Spencer's in there, who is doing a lot of voice work as well.
Yes.
So exactly as you say, I think Tom Holland's already been in Spies in Disguise this year.
And he's not as expensive as the reassuringly Chris.
He's not as
expensive
Chris.
Yeah.
So Tom Holland's definitely the one for that. I think that's a really good one for one and done.
Yes.
Because I don't think he's in anything else.
Yes.
Do we have any Marvel films coming out this year?
Almost certainly. Oh, Black Widow, right?
Yeah, okay. He probably won't be in that then.
No.
So, but just as a thing.
And I think
so,
there
yeah.
might be another one. I remember like reading through when I was doing one and I was looking at like, you know, all the films coming out this year. I'm sure there might be another one, but I can't. Definitely not a Spider-Man one. Not this year.
So he still could be a good shout, but just, yeah, don't forget that we have upped the numbers on the voice casts.
I think if you find someone in middling cost, and you find a film that's going to be around for maybe 6+ weeks, which animations often are.
They are.
Then you've got a good buy.
Yeah, because what will happen is this will come in quite strong, and then it will kind of sit around six and seven for a while.
If you think about it, voice is flat. It doesn't matter if you're the lead voice or just you turn up for 10 minutes voice. Mm-hmm. You're going to get 25%. So Octavia Spencer, actually, you should be thinking about this. You want to go from the back of the list to the front. Not what you'd normally do elsewhere.
Unless you're going to be linking them to other films that come along.
This is like a sub strategy.
Choose wisely.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. You're doing all right so far.
Okay.
So what have you got next for me?
Okay. Only because this is his second film in a month.
Oh, okay.
Daniel Radcliffe, Escape from Pretoria.
John Cena's in Fast and Furious 9.
What?
Yeah. No. I know we should be covering Escape from Pretoria, but it went to the next thing, and I saw a picture of John Cena in the Fast. We're so watching. That. I'll be watching that at the end.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well,
focus. How? Back to proper serious film. Let's talk now. First of all,
okay.
Daniel Radcliffe. Secondly, a South African accent is a difficult one to do.
Yes, and I would note in the trailer he doesn't talk a lot.
He doesn't.
Other people do all the talking.
Yes.
And that's his character. His character's like the brooding,
possibly
quiet one.
But it's a Prison Break film. Yeah. Love a Prison Break film.
Indeed.
But this is the key thing. This film is coming out in the UK
only
in March.
In March, yes.
Right.
Now, I thought it was worth a look because we missed it last month, but there's another Daniel Radcliffe.
This is Guns Akimbo.
Guns Akimbo, which looks like a crazy action type thing.
Basically, did you like Crank.
Yes.
Then you'll love Guns Akimbo. It's, yes, that looks...
Which is like crazy nuts action thing versus this, which is very serious, you know, kind of slow burn, prison break movies based on a real story.
But do you think that they're releasing these? Because they do this in February and March a lot. Mm. And I think it's to get them to qualify for the different events in different countries.
Oh, I think it has the awards.
I think it has to come out here in the UK for like the BAFTAs or something like that.
Right.
And it has to go out in the US for Oscars and Golden Globes, et cetera, et cetera. So this is a staggered release.
I did notice there was a lot of the film, more than half the films of this month, are coming out one side of the Atlantic or the other, but not both. So,
yeah.
I've tended to pick more the ones that are coming out in both, because obviously for players, you tend to want to, unless you're playing one and done, you want to be thinking about, like, you know, films that come out at the same time. Otherwise, you're going to end up holding people for a long period of time.
Exactly. But I think that could be it. I think it could be something that they qualify for, or they don't qualify. So maybe they have, if they come out, then this film maybe gets considered for next year's awards rather than this year's awards or whatever.
Yeah, I think Radcliffe might be a good, if you're feeling like a gamble, now might be the time to get in.
Daniel Radcliffe, I've got a lot of time for Daniel Radcliffe.
He's really good. Of all of the Potter trio, he really is like, he's having an interesting time.
He is, but I think, not willing to, because we're on a bit of a tight clock today, not willing to go off on the Daniel Radcliffe thing. That man made all of his money before he hit 18.
Yes.
And he just likes acting. So he can literally do anything he wants now.
And it doesn't matter.
And
that's what he's doing. He's going from like crazy nuts stuff to the Playmobil movie to true stories about, you know,
about prison breaks. Anyway, back to Escape from Pretoria, because we haven't actually talked about it yet. Two guys get locked up. Two white guys in 70s, 80s, South Africa, apartheid era get locked up for basically disagreeing with apartheid, which by the way, in case you're listening, is definitely the side that you want to be on for this.
Yes.
And effectively they are locked in a prison and they decide that they're going to escape from the unescapable Pretoria prison. It's a Prison Break film. Love a Prison Break film.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. It's based on a true story, so either we know that either they get out or they get horribly, horribly killed at the end. Fine. I'm up for that. That looks good.
Indeed. Okay. We need to talk about Bloodshot. We took a look at it last time on the previous trailers, and we were like, yes, yeah, sign me up.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't know what's happened, but its release dates are now in March. I don't know if it got bumped, but it's coming up in the middle of March. So I just mention it again?
Okay.
Because, you know, it frankly needs mentioning again. So if you were thinking about it and you missed it, now you haven't missed your chance.
Well, I think anybody...
Get that Vin Diesel. Now, why would you want
Vin Diesel? Invisible.
Yeah.
Can we take an interlude at this point in the Trailers Podcast and just watch the Fast and Furious 9? Because I'm going to be honest with you, if we don't, we're going to be distracted the entire time.
Indeed.
Because John Cena's in.
You're right. And we've got a couple of interesting ones to finish on. So let's get this out.
Consider this a stupid palate cleanser.
Yep.
And then we'll go, we've got serious films left.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Let's go dumb. So when does Fast 9 doesn't come out until summer.
Yep.
So don't buy it. But basically, I think after we finish looking at this trailer, we're just going to say, hell yeah, buy Vin Diesel.
Yep.
Okay, right, let's go have a look. First off, just... For you, man.
Oh.
Because we walk halfway through that and they describe the bad guy who's played by John Cena, who is not stretching anyway. He's just standing up, looking muscular and blowing shizzle up.
Yep.
At which point they got to go, he's an assassin. He's a performance driver. He's a neurosurgeon. He was the first man to land on Mars. And then you went, he's going to be his brother. And he goes, he's more than that. He's his brother. And we went, and we both just went, really loudly and woke up most of your house.
Yeah. In how many years have we been doing this? We've never had a reaction to a trailer like that.
We've never both thrust our arms into the air and cheered loudly.
It was like winning the Super Bowl, whatever that is.
Isn't that guy dead? The guy at the end. Didn't Jason Statham kill him?
I've kind of forgot. We could call up Wilson because he can tell us. Because he knows
Wilson is
all
a Fast and Furious
backwards.
Expert, yeah.
I could feel my IQ dribbling out my ears as I watch it. I am 179% in on that movie.
Okay, we are going to see that film on its opening weekend. You and I are going to go and see it, and then we're going to go for a curry afterwards.
Yes.
Right, so if anybody wants to join us...
And we're going to get to the curry driving incredibly quickly.
No, we're going to get an Uber. Otherwise, we'll get pulled over for speeding. Do you know speeding tickets go up when I'm Fast and Furious? They've done a statistical study. Speeding tickets go up when they release Fast and Furious films because people get in the car and go, rah, and start driving really quickly around car parks.
Because as someone in that trailer said at one point,
right. Okay, we're gonna come back to that, but I think... Right.
Need to wash that out because that's like I've got like
John
I've
Cena.
Got, I've got Man's all the testosterone.
Man's and, absolute legend.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Okay, cool.
This next one.
Are we gonna suffer from tonal whiplash here?
This couldn't be more different.
All right. Go on then.
Let's take a look at A Quiet Place 2.
Have you seen it? Podcast that's been all about sequels called The Sequelizers, which is really good.
Ah, yes.
I haven't seen the first Quiet Place film. It did very, very well in the cinema, and it was very
unexpectedly well.
It was, and it was very well received on the grounds that it wasn't just a slasher gore.
It wasn't a quiet bang movie. It was a quiet.
The whole film is obviously so the premise of this film is the world has ended. Pretty much a lot of films go, the world has ended. Now, basically, aliens have turned up, and if you make any noise louder than a whisper, they'll
have you for lunch.
Jump on you and eat off your face. So the whole film is basically just people walking really quietly and saying, shh.
And then things happening that would normally require you to make a lot of noise.
Yes.
And they can't make a lot of noise.
Indeed.
I think if you've not seen the first one and you're kind of up for it, don't watch the trailer for the second one because certain events of the first film are not directly, but indirectly become evident.
Yes. So it is more of the same by the looks of it. It's a continuation of the story.
It looks like they're doing a lot. I don't know if the first one had flashback, but this definitely 100% has kind of... like before the event.
Yeah.
I think I get the sense that the first one just sort of drops you in it.
It just kind of drops. The first film does kind of drop you into the center of it, and you're not entirely sure what's, because obviously the aliens involved, aliens, I'm using inverted commas, they're extremely quick, and no one really knows what to do. And at the end of the first film, they discover more about what they are and why they are and how to potentially protect against them. So, yeah, but obviously, yeah, if you haven't seen the first one, don't go see the second one. I think one of the reasons why they've made a second one and they've made it so quickly is, so first of all, John Krasinski was in the first film, and he directed the first film, and he's directed the second film, which is good, so there's good continuity. But I think the biggest reason that they've made it is this film had a budget of somewhere around $20 million, which obviously, as you know, is basically the sandwich budget for a Marvel movie.
Yeah, the first one?
The first one. So the first one had a budget of $20 million, and it brought in $340 million.
Wow, that's a markup.
So somebody went, make more of them, please. Yes. Can we have another one? So it's obviously been given a very quick sign-off. Yeah.
Also,
for
the
second
what
film.
About the... Because it's about a young family, so are they also trying to catch the kids before the kids grow up?
Potentially, always, yeah. Thing, but right? I honestly think it's to do with... It's purely the fact that it made a colossal amount of money.
We like money. Make more money.
Yes. So I think all you can say really is, if you really like the first one, then you will really like the second one.
Notably, though, this is one of the few films this month coming out on both sides of the Atlantic at the same time.
So
this is why you should have your eyes on it.
So you've got some big names in here. So you've got, obviously, John Krasinski is in it and he directed it. You've got Emily Blunt. You've got Cillian Murphy. And you've got Jimon Hounsou as well.
A few good choices in
so
there.
So you've got a couple of good choices in there. You might, again, as usual, see what else they're up to.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like the first film had very little marketing.
Amazing word of mouth.
Amazing word of mouth.
Whisper of mouth. You've got to go and see it. Don't bother buying any popcorn because you won't eat any. Because the whole place will be like this.
I think the first film came in like kind of the middle of the box offices, but it hung around for ages.
Yes.
So
and that is important
money
in the
back.
NFL.
And I think
staying in the top 10 for a long time.
And I think this film, if they do it right, which is basically, this is supposed to be really good. Cause I mean, I miss this film cause it's not my thing, but if I was going to do it, I'd obviously rent or stream
the first
film,
which is what I'm thinking.
Then going straight to see the second one. So I think there'll be a lot of people. I think there's a fall off between a film and its sequel. But I think a lot of people who kind of missed the boat on it will go back and watch the first one and then go straight into the
second
one.
This one might perform differently because I think the other one sort of stayed or hung around in the mid to low box office for a long time. This one is likely, because if you've got people who are like crazy nuts fans
strong.
For it,
yeah,
it'll actually go quite high in the chart and maybe not last so long.
It'll come in strong. I'm getting a real 28 days later, 28 days.
Is it because Cillian Murphy's in it?
No. But in terms of it's a sequel.
Oh, so
but it's also it's sticking with the formula. It's not going to do anything wacky. It's a continuation of a story.
Where they hijack a spaceship and go into space.
No. If they do that, if they download a virus from a
MacBook, a little bit of Fast and Furious just sort of crept
just
back into my head. Because that's what those guys.
It's where they find out that the alien is his brother. have a look at that. That's going to be a weird one because again, horror movies tend to do very well, and then
the breakout ones
and then they hang around a bit but horror movies
think,
by
think,
their
I
definition
I think The Quiet Place was a real breakout it went beyond its
but it wasn't
audience.
A horror movie, it was a suspense movie
because it wasn't just like more of the same and it wasn't just quiet bang. Okay, we need to go to our last movie, biggest movie of the month. The Disney mothership is dropping a new live-action conversion on us. Mulan. You look underwhelmed by that. I think it's going to do well, right?
Is it a musical?
I if it is, they're not putting... Well, there's nothing in the trailer that would make you think it was.
It just looks like... I mean, it just... It's got a very kind of Game of Thrones light feel to it. It's just going to be... It's going to be sword and stuff. And also, did that guy jump off his horse and run up a wall?
He did.
So he's magical, is he?
There's some magic going on. You saw there was like people turning into birds.
Yeah, I did
stuff.
See someone do that.
Yeah. It's a bit of a, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, legend type thing. Not legend. What's the word? Almost like semi-mythical type, type thing going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like the epitome of underwhelmed.
I'm massively underwhelmed. And I'm going to be honest with you. Mulan passed me by because...
Yeah, me too, actually.
In 1998, I wasn't watching Disney films. I was doing other things. And it's not from the classic... I mean, again, we are men of a certain age. So there are certain Disney films that stick in the mind. I mean, the early 90s, you had Aladdin and The Little Mermaid and...
Yeah,
and they've done a lot. I've seen Aladdin. I've seen the Will Smith Blue Genie version of Aladdin, and it's not as good as the cartoon. But it's all right.
As we discussed when we were looking at the stats last time, look how well it did.
Yeah, no, yeah, I mean, yeah, but I don't know. I think
I just don't think. I think this is not a movie for us.
Oh God, no, absolutely not. This is nowhere near a movie for us.
I think that my sense is that the Disney brand just scoops up a whole load of family. Ticket. This is why I think it'll do quite well.
If I'm wearing my super cynical hat,
right,
which obviously, as you know, is permanently attached to me, do you think that Disney are trying to appeal to a specific international market with this film?
Oh, 100%. Without doubt. Yes.
Because
that doesn't make it necessarily a bad movie.
No, not at all. But it's just.
I think it's going to fit in. It's going to be, again, we talked a bit about crossover. I think this is going to be potentially like a crossover, but you know, like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon kind of went way beyond, you know,
which became a thing. Did really, really well. Yeah.
That's the kind of, I got a little bit of that sense of it coming.
Yeah. Through. I don't know. It's.
I think it will do better than you think.
Oh, it'll do
I'm
well.
Not saying whether it's, I'm not saying anything about whether it's a good movie or not. I just think it will dominate the month.
Well, it will dominate it, but I think Disney are on a weird path at the moment. Mm. I think that they are, rather than inventing new things, they are mining their old stuff.
Yeah, they're kind of eating themselves.
Yes.
And but, what that probably means that they're not setting up new stuff and they're
recycling.
Although all the new stuff is coming from Pixar. You know, look right back to onward, right?
Mm.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is them sort of absolutely, like you say, mining out their legacy. Yeah.
And I think...
But that does mean they're going to falter because that line will finish. They will run out of movies to do, right?
Eventually, yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's... Yeah, I don't know. I genuinely can't give you a read on that. The cast of that, there are some of the cast members of Mulan are in the system. And I think that they'll make their money back. But...
I have Liu Yefi, who's the lead, in my One and Done.
There you go.
For
that reason, yeah. And I think
it's going to make. I think it's going to. It's just going to coin it, as you say sometimes.
I've never said that.
I'm sure you have.
I've never said that.
I'm sure I've imagined you.
No, maybe in
that.
A weird parallel universe where I've got a goatee beard and I'm evil. Then I would. But I've never said that. Anyway. So
I'm sorry we're finishing on that.
No, I think it's interesting.
But I think it was like
the important one. I think it's not going to be a very interesting film. It's not a Disney musical. It's definitely a departure in what they've produced before. I think it's a cash grab to appeal to the Chinese market. Mm. And I think it will do reasonably well. But I think a lot of people might look at it and go, yeah, it's all right, but it's a bit of a cynical cash grab. So I don't know whether this could harm them long term.
I'm going to be interested to watch this one, obviously, because I've got...
You've got skin in the game, indeed.
Right. I tell you what, well, that's the end.
Okay.
That's all the ones we're going to look for this time.
Cool.
I think we're not finishing on the kind of high note we like to. I think we peaked in the middle. So I think maybe what we should just do now is go back and watch the Fast and Furious trailer again.
No, we can't. We've got too much to do today. We can't watch another Fast and Furious
trailer. Yeah, we can. We always can.
Okay, once more.
Yeah.